It is 8:34, and we've got Jeff Smeller here from Making Headway Center for Brain Injury Recovery.
Yep.
How are you doing?
Now, I want to talk about, first, the limitations of this particular interview clip. This is only for people who have a brain or started out as a kid.
Okay.
So this is our target audience for this particular interview.
Good to know. Good to know. So we will talk about you've got an event coming up on March 17th. We'll talk about that. But let's talk about, in general, what Making Headway is all about.
Well, what Making Headway is about since 1999 is prevention and recovery from brain injury. So naturally, most brain injuries are preventable, all kinds of brain injuries.
Sure.
However, if you sustain a brain injury, what Making Headway does is help you recover. Now, recovery doesn't mean you go back to the way you were before the injury. It means in what is the best way possible to post-injury recover.
Right.
And it looks different for everybody, and we have a number of programs that have been quite successful over the years.
Now, you were talking about how so many brain injuries are preventable. Most are preventable.
Most are.
And we were talking a little bit off air, and I often see kids riding around on their bicycles, wearing their helmets, which is good if they're riding with their parents so often. And more often than not, the parents are not wearing helmets.
That's true. And, you know, when you're on an airplane, what do they ask you to do first? Put your oxygen mask on so you can help others.
Right.
It's the same with bicycles. I don't know why parents do not set an example kids in wearing a helmet. But it's very, very important. Parents are just as susceptible to an injury as their children.
Absolutely.
If not more, sometimes.
Yeah. And, of course, I teach at HSU, and a lot of the kids there get around on skateboards, and none of them are wearing helmets. And they are zipping through that school. I mean, the hills on that school.
Yeah, they zip up and down the stairs, too. I've seen that. And there was someone killed on a skateboard at HSU several years ago. And many do get injured. Now, I want to point out that a helmet does not necessarily prevent a concussion,
right,
which is a sharp jolt to the head. It's the jolt, not the impact. But a helmet will prevent death, which is a really good thing.
Yeah. In most cases.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I was, most people know that I was struck while biking home on the along 101, and I was wearing a helmet, and although I broke almost every bone in my body, one that wasn't broken was my skull. I was wearing a helmet.
And what a beautiful skull it is.
Thank you so much. So that was one thing that I didn't have to work on recovering, just everything else. Amazingly, about 4 months later, my son Alexander, who was walking home from high school, was hit by a car and received a pretty serious concussion, and he has recovered from that as well. But it was kind of scary.
He's a very lucky guy.
Yeah,
many people have the injuries that are permanent. Many people die, and many people develop lots of internal brain injuries like epilepsy.
Mm-hmm.
You got about 30-50% chance of developing epileptic seizures. You can get chronic traumatic encephalopathy from multiple concussions, which is a condition which many NFL players have. But basically,
if you see the movie Concussion, you'll know what that's all about.
Yeah. Or they could just have permanent memory loss. And it's a very sad situation.
Yeah. I've experienced that firsthand when he had his concussion. He first had short-term memory loss, and he couldn't remember anything from one moment to the next. So he kept saying, "Where am I? You're in the hospital." "I'm in the hospital. Why?" "You were hit by a car." "I was hit by a car." And literally, a minute later, "Where am I? You're in the hospital."
Yeah.
It was circular.
That's unfortunately very common. I teach a guitar class at Making Headway Center, and imagine people trying to learn guitar, and they forget what they learned just moments before. So repetition is certainly an important thing, but my heart goes out to them. It's a very emotional experience.
Right. Yeah. It was opening night. He had the lead role in a play. That was opening night. And he lost an entire year of memory. So he had no memory of the fact that he was a junior in high school. I think a sophomore. He thought he was a freshman. And
I can't imagine what that would feel like.
Luckily, he got his memory back, and within a week, he was back up on stage. He remembered all his lines and all that, but wow. He had lost an entire year of memory.
Yeah, and the important thing to remember about that is it could happen to any one of us. Yeah. It's not a particular age. It's not a particular socioeconomic thing or racial thing. It's any of us.
That's right. That's right. That one necessarily wasn't too preventable unless he was wearing a helmet walking home from school, which most people don't tend to do.
Well, if the person that hit him jumped a stop sign, I don't know the circumstances.
Stoplight. Yeah, he was in a crosswalk with a light.
Well,
yeah, that means the left person
that hit him could have prevented that by driving more carefully.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Let's talk about Safety Saturday.
Let's. Well, Safety Saturday is going to be fun. Now, a lot of people might think, oh, this is a bunch of classroom type of things. Mm-hmm. But actually, this is a fun Saturday. We call it a brainy day. Mm-hmm. We have a bunch of really cool brainy videos. We have the Drunk Goggle Challenge.
Okay.
And we have a set of goggles donated to us from Paul Nicholson, the retired public service guru mm-hmm. of safety. And you put these helmets on, and it's the equivalent of twice the legal level of inebriation.
Wow.
And then we have you walk a line. And it is really a mind-blowing experience. And when kids put these things on, they go, whoa, why do I drink? Oh, why do I drink so much mm-hmm. when I become an adult? So that's going to be a cool thing. We have the seatbelt convincer, which we're still working on. Mm-hmm. I have to thank Paul Nicholson for this. It's like a ride. You get on it, you strap yourself on it, and it simulates safely a 5-mile-an-hour collision.
5 miles an hour?
And
that's not much.
It's not much. But it will certainly convince you that wearing a seatbelt is very important. And a seatbelt saved my life and my head when I rolled my car several years ago. So I have to say, it's a really good idea.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have free helmets, free helmet fittings,
nice.
Free helmet decorations. Humboldt Roller Derby is going to be there and going to be in their full attire and help us decorate helmets. Of course, we give away free popcorn. I mean, we're going to have a really cool band, Bandoloco Unplugged. So it won't be too loud, but it'll be just right. Now, Bandoloco features a local TV news reporter, Monica Petricelli. Mm-hmm. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. It sounds like an Italian meal, but she's a really fine singer, and it's going to be really cool. We're going to have classes by the 911 guy, who also happens to be Paul Nicholson. What happens if you're a kid and there's an adult in the room who suffers a stroke or gets another injury? How do you really call 911? What do you say to them? How do you say that? And this will be done via interesting demonstrations that you get to actually practice on a machine that does it in both English and Spanish.
Nice.
Way cool. We have a kids' corner where kids can color brain stuff. This is geared primarily at children. But wait, I'm glad you asked me this, Cliff.
Yes.
We have a local law firm, Patricia Law, that's offering products that are geared toward protection of kids. What if something happens to the adult? What happens next?
Right.
Has to do with guardians, custody, babysitters, all kinds of mini estate type of things. And we have AAA doing all kinds of safety demonstrations. And, of course, Making Headway Center will be doing all kinds of safety-oriented things. But we've all centered this around the most important thing is not the classroom style of safety thing, not a lecture, but lots of fun activities. You can come for a minute. You can come for an hour. It's up to you.
Fantastic. And
it's free, by the way.
It's 10 till 2.
Yeah.
And it happens to be on St. Patrick's Day, so we're green.
We're green, which, by coincidence, or not, I don't know, is the color of Brain Injury Awareness Month. So actually, the green is not the important part, but in what we say is the gray matters. I know you like puns. Mm-hmm. I don't, but I know that you do.
Yeah, could not prove that by me.
And we're in our new facility, which is on 7th and K in Eureka. And this is the first time we've been open to the public.
Oh, nice.
And it's a beautiful facility on 7th and K, about 2 blocks down from City Hall. And no coincidence, that's my word for today, Eureka Community Services, the City of Eureka folks, used to be called Parks and Rec. Are helping to produce this with us. So we've got some real talent on board here.
They changed the name to no longer Parks and Rec?
They used to be Eureka Parks and Recreation, I believe. Mm-hmm. And these are the folks that do the Get Out and Play Day that have the skateboard competitions and all kinds of recreation. Get Parks you out and play.
Is Eureka Parks and Rec no longer exist?
It exists as an organization, but they just changed the name.
They shouldn't have changed the name. There was a TV show named after it.
That's right. That's right. In fact, Parks and Rec was...
The name
TV show
was
named after Eureka. Few people know that. And that's not true, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. So I wanted to talk a little bit about all kinds of brain injury, because a lot of people think that traumatic brain injury, which is a jolt from outside your head, is all there is. But there are injuries from inside the head that we also help. Epilepsy, Alzheimer's, which is one of 40 kinds of dementia. Stroke, really common. These are things from inside your head. And of course, the most common thing in the news now is chronic traumatic encephalopathy, which sounds like a Muppet. But what it is you get hit on the head enough times, you're going to develop a deterioration in your brain. And they have people in their 30s and 40s who get this, and they're committing suicide.
Yeah. As I said before, if you haven't seen it, you should see the film Concussion. It really is.
Wow. Yeah.
Very powerful.
Concussion not only is a fantastic film, but it comes from a PBS documentary called League of Denial. Mm-hmm. And the world's largest nonprofit organization is the NFL.
Yeah.
And they buried this information for many, many years, very similar to the cigarette situations. And it took a multi-billion-dollar lawsuit to get them to release the medical information.
Yeah. And there are changes that are happening slowly in the NFL.
Big time, especially if you start in childhood playing football. Mm-hmm. And your life would be shortened greatly. In terms of the chances, I'm not saying it's guaranteed, but the medical data now is coming out that it's more and more dangerous to play football at a younger age.
It is. The actual long-term future of the sport is a bit in jeopardy.
It is, and I can't say I'm upset by that. I mean, I tried to play football in high school, and I broke every bone in my body. But brains are not fully developed until you're about 25.
Right.
So it's a really bad time. It can actually stop you in whatever age you're at that you get your injury. And who wants to be a 5-year-old with a 16-year-old mentality? Mm-hmm. Although I do know some of those people. I was in radio for a long time, so sure. I do know some of those people.
Radio attracts them.
It does, yes.
It actually does. It does. Well, thanks for coming in. This is going to be a good event, and you're open to the public. First time ever.
First time ever open to the public on the corner of 7th and K, mm-hmm. Making Headway Center for Brain Injury Recovery. And we welcome you. Come on in. Just stop by. If it's raining, all the better. You'll have a fun thing to do indoors.
Yeah, and again, the fun things will be the drunk goggle challenge, the seatbelt convincer. That does sound very.
And the 911 guy is just really a fun situation where you could learn about all kinds of things that you think is kind of mundane and serious, but Paul makes it really fun. And also a quick shout out to Sparky.
Sparky.
Sparky is a dog that plays guitar. Mm. And Sparky has been very instrumental in doing this.
Very good. Very good. And, of course, if you have a helmet, bring it along. You can get it decorated. And if you don't have a helmet, you're giving some away.
Offer good, why supply less.
That is right. All righty. Jeff, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.